This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. India created history as the SpaceX Dragon spacecraft carrying the Axiom 4 crew, including Indian Air Force Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla, gently docked with the International Space Station ISS yesterday. With this, the first Indian astronaut has set his feet on the International Space Station. Lucknow-born Shubhanshu Shukla has also become the second Indian in space, following Rakesh Sharma's flight in 1984. This historic mission carried four astronauts from the US, India, Poland and Hungary to the ISS for a 14-day scientific expedition in low Earth orbit. Shukla will conduct pioneering experiments related to food and space nutrition. Minister of Science and Technology Dr. Jitendra Singh has congratulated Indian Air Force Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla and the Axiom 4 mission team for their successful docking at the International Space Station. Talking to media, Dr. Singh highlighted India's crucial role in the mission. The minister remarked that it has been trusted to perform the crucial parts of the expedition. Shanghai Cooperation Organization's joint statement was not adopted due to India's refusal to sign the document as it failed to mention cross-border terrorist activities. It is believed that Defence Minister Rajnath Singh's refusal to endorse the document resulted in the conclave ending without a joint communique. Briefing media in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, India wanted concerns of terrorism reflected in the document, which was not acceptable to one particular country. Mr. Jaiswal said Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, who was participated in the meeting, called upon member countries to come together to fight terrorism in all its forms and manifestations.
It is imperative that those who sponsor, nurture and utilize terrorism for their narrow and selfish ends must bear the consequences. Some countries use cross-border terrorism as an instrument of policy and provide shelter to terrorists. There should be no place for such double standards. Yes, you should not hesitate to criticize such nations. India's zero tolerance for terrorism is manifest today through its action. And we have shown that epicenters of terrorism are no longer safe, and we will not hesitate to target them.
At the United Nations Security Council, India has condemned in strong terms the nefarious agenda of Pakistan, accusing it of attempting to deflect the attention from its own human rights violations and state-sponsored cross-border terrorism. India's permanent representative to the UN, Ambassador P. Harish, issued a sharp rebuttal during the UNSC's open debate on children and armed conflict, calling out Pakistan for misusing the platform and violating the Council's agenda. The Election Commission has started the process of delisting of 345 registered unrecognized political parties for not fulfilling the essential conditions. The exercise has been conducted with the aim of delisting of such parties which has not contested any election of Lok Sabha, legislative assemblies of states and union territories or by-elections since 2019. Besides, offices of these parties could not be physically located anywhere. The CBI has launched a nationwide searches at 42 locations in 5 states in connection with mule bank accounts being used in cyber frauds. The drive was launched across 5 states, Rajasthan, Delhi, Haryana, Uttarakhand and Uttar Pradesh, under Operation Chakra 5. The inquiry revealed that more than 700 branches of various banks across the country have opened around 8.5 lakh mule accounts. Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha held a meeting with political leaders at Raj Bhavan in Srinagar and discussed the preparations for Amarnath Yatra, which is scheduled to begin from July 3rd. The meeting was attended by Chief Minister Omar Abdullah, among others. VLG shared the dedicated efforts made by the Amarnathji Shrine Board Administration, Jammu and Kashmir Police, security forces and all the stakeholders of the safe and successful conduct of the Holi Yatra. India stamped its authority at the 22nd Asian Squash Doubles Championships with a commanding performance, clinching all the 3 titles, men's, women's and mixed doubles in Kuala Lumpur. In the men's double, top seeds Abhay Singh and Velavan Senthilkumar defeated Pakistan's Noor Zaman and Nazir Iqbal 2-1 in the final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.